Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this Monday edition. Obviously, there is an avalanche, a deluge, an insane level of news and information coming up on the worldwide broadcast today. And we are going to have open phones throughout the 3 hours as we go over all of the incredible news. The latest on so-called immigration reform. If you liked the abuse of Obamacare, if you like the abject mega fraud, you've got the Republican leadership, you've got the Democratic leadership, you've got the evangelical Christians, the Catholics, and many other groups lobbying for absolutely, totally open borders and free welfare to all the groups that come in. And if that doesn't bankrupt things fast enough or drive down your wages fast enough, don't worry. The offshoring of what's left of our jobs is accelerating. And it is the trendy, loving, cool thing to do. So I absolutely support it and Obamacare. I think it's all a fabulous idea. I also support the black boxes that when you go to get gas, they will wirelessly download and then tax you by the mile, or some states are saying once a year they will jack into the black box and then charge you multi-thousands of dollars. But they just say it's magic that these black boxes do this. They promised when they were putting them in they'd never do that, but they're just designed for that and to surveil you and track everything you're doing. We've been talking a lot about this, but now they're moving ahead with it to do it. But if you're against being taxed by the mile, you're racist. So I support it. You may say, what does that have to do with being racist? Doesn't matter. It's racist. But here's the article up on Infowars.com by Mike Adams. Feds planning black box vehicle mandate to track, tax, and even remotely control all personal vehicles. That's right. That's in there as well. With a little radio signal they send out to kill switch your vehicle. That was lovingly added as well. So sounds like freedom to me. Just like police now, when they pull you over, are going to start moving to have you wear a shock collar or a bracelet, and they're calling for that when you fly as well. In fact, we should dig up those videos with Homeland Security from a few years ago and dovetail it with the new shock bracelets police are getting. Just do you mind wearing this just because you're a terrorist? You're all suspects. Of course, the big, giant, out-of-control state, historically the most dangerous thing. Oh, it's above reproach. Don't even talk bad about it or you're an extremist. And I just think the evangelicals are doing a great job out promoting total open borders and the end of the country as we know it under globalism. And then they get to also be listed in the official army training manuals as extremists, and that it's illegal to be one, and that you'll be court-martialed if you are or give money to them. So there you go. In fact, there's a Washington Times article about it. Want some torture with your peanuts? Yeah, print that for me. But there's also guys... Yeah, there we are breaking it back in 2012. Coming next, TSA electroshock bracelets. So let's cover that later. We'll do that in the next hour because I want you to know what's coming for you and your family. And they'll be like, come on, man, just wear the bracelet. Prove you're not bad. And then, of course, the move will be have us wear the bracelets at all times. You're going to say, what, next we can't pack our kids' lunches? Oh, that already happened. Oh, no jogging allowed at recess? Oh, let me guess, no going to the park if it's rained because the sidewalk's slippery. Oh, already happened where I live. Let me guess, next they're going to give kids inoculations and abortions without parental consent. Oh, already going on coast to coast. Let me guess, next they're going to have cameras in the school bathrooms. Oops, already been happening for 10 years. Next, public schools are going to watch your kids with government-issued laptops. Oh, been going on for 5 years. Oh, let me guess, next they'll have big offshore Google barges tied into all the Google glasses with the NSA watching everyone. Oops, already happening. my friends. Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
My friends, we've got a big broadcast lined up today, and I have cleared the deck of guests because I want to exclusively get into a ton of news, wide spectrum analysis of what's going on. And I want to leave some time up and to take a lot of your phone calls as well. So after I've shot out some of the different news items and topics out there, we'll open the phones up for a free-for-all on this worldwide Monday transmission. Here are the headlines up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. AP photo. And we've also found some video now as well. Checkpoint cops point guns at Americans' heads. They even had the house surrounded with the person they believe shot at two police, wounding them. It didn't matter. They used it as an excuse to lock things down. And at the same time, then as people just drove through checkpoints, right with the window rolled down, actually shove M4223 guns directly in your face at 2 inches away. And this is what happened when Dorner. They would shoot up multiple vehicles with white women driving them that weren't even trucks. And then they would shoot up black people's vehicles who were women and men. And then they would shoot up a white guy driving a sports car. Just, oh, There's a white dude in a sports car. We're looking for a black guy in a truck. Here, let's go ahead and shoot it up. Or there's two white women, two maids, coming out with their own car, and let's just shoot it up. Let's just shoot them. And I've seen this now routinely. Every few weeks I see a story where they're looking for somebody or whatever. They just randomly shut down highways, and you pull up, and the cops walk up aiming guns at you. Because I know that's in all the movies. Just like they have the prisoner training going on for at least 15 years in all the public schools, where the kids, elementary, put their hands up and they march out with the cops aiming guns at them. Look, this is all to acclimate the police, the children, the general public. And if you're a cop listening to this and you're arguing with me, you just don't know the facts, because it's on record that it's a RAND Corporation program for acclimation into martial law. And it has nothing to do with the safety of this country. The government runs the drugs. The government runs and launders the money. The government runs the major sex trade for the select corporations that get the money. And so the whole drug war, the whole police state, in fact, look at the front page of InfoWars.com. That is from the event. Shows the sheriff's department with the guy dressed in a Desert Commando outfit in some fantasy with his M4, like he is God. And just any excuse to run around and corral the public. And they have all these excuses, but this has never been done before in America. In fact, it's not done really anywhere. This is a country being conditioned. And you see it everywhere. I pulled in to a restaurant by Central Market in South Austin and I'll get into the news, this Saturday to meet my wife, who was coming back from a swim meet with the kids. And she was going on to do some exercise. I was going to pick them up. And I turn into a place I've probably eaten 200 times the last 5 years. And I'm driving slow through the parking lot, as all my crew can attest. I drive fast on the highway sometimes, but never in a parking lot. And it's a pretty much empty parking lot. And I'm driving up, and then I just cut across one lane of a parking spaces to park up front at the restaurant. And so I drove across an open parking lot, as everyone does, and this woman on one of those three-wheeled Segways, it's not a Segway, but it's like one, zooms up behind me and is in this, you know, gunfighter stance. And she kind of looked like, well, she looked like kind of like a short Janet Reno. And so I get out of my car. She's bugging her eyes out. She goes, "This is private property. I can have you thrown out of here for driving like that." And I'm like, "What did I do?" "Well, you drove right across that arrow the wrong way." I went, "Well, it's an empty parking lot." But I said, "Okay." And she said, "Just so you know." And I went, "Whoa, that's it. I'm turning my camera on." So I've got the whole exchange. I go up. She goes in the restaurant after that to tell them I'm being a troublemaker. Like, I guess hoping they would ask me to leave or something. And the manager was a listener. And he's like laughing at her. And he goes, "Man, that's like crazy. I do that all the time. Everybody does." And he goes, "Can I see the video?" And I showed it to him. And he goes, "Are you going to air it?" He goes, "You know, I probably would." And I said, "No, she's so pathetic, I'm not going to." So I go in the restaurant, order food to go. My kids are going to be there in 30 minutes. I'm going to take them home to eat, order them some organic food to go. I walk out, put my kids in the truck when my wife comes and meets me. And Darren McBreen pulls up behind me. And I got video of this. And he goes, "Man, I'm getting my hair cut right there." And this woman comes in the commando outfit, the security guard. He goes, "It looked like she was armed." And she comes in and goes, "I just had a big run-in with Alex Jones. He keeps racing around our parking lot all the time, and I keep telling him to stop, and he almost ran over kids and all this stuff." So I'm like, "Whoa, now I've almost run over children. There's no one in a parking lot. I'm driving 5 miles an hour." I mean, this country is just unbelievable. And I kept saying to her, "This has never happened to me in my life, but I'm having contact with security guards and police now almost every other day. I had just had contact with them on the Greenbelt jogging, and they were harassing other people while I was down there. And I'm starting to freak out. I mean, they are on our back. And now, I guarantee you, they now pull you over and just randomly get your wife up against the hood. Get your daughter right beside her. I'm going to put on one glove and go in medically. It's serious assault, period, but with the same glove for orifices. And they do it in front of you. And they'll have another guy sitting there with a gun in a rock-ready stance. You try something, you're going down. You're going to die. It is all about their religion of dominating us. It is so sick. And so now I guess I got to drive through guys aiming guns at me. I've got to just always be taught I'm a suspect by the criminals that run the government. I mean, look at this photo from the Associated Press. Scroll down a bit for TV viewers. If you look at it, and look at how that citizen is looking at them. He pulls up and some young cop has his gun right in his face. And then there's some obese cop who looks like he weighs 400 pounds in a German Kurzel helmet staring at him as well. I mean, just give me a break. Our government publicly has armed all the drug cartels in Mexico. It's just all a big joke. It's this whole gangster culture, all of it. So I'm going to be getting into that today and, you know, tie it into last week, the Florida woman arrested for spraying boyfriend with a water gun to make him stop playing video games. In America, a boyfriend would call the police because his girlfriend sprayed him with a green water gun and they would arrest her. By the way, they now arrest you if you play tag at school. I have articles on that. I mean, this country is a madhouse of criminals. I mean, it's like the guy in Florida released two heart balloons to his girlfriend in the parking lot. The state police see it, and he's been charged with felonies, assaults on the environment. They're not going to stop. Okay, it's the spirit of the age. It's happened everywhere else. It's here. So that's some of the news we're going to be breaking down on that front. 20 drills that prove the DHS's official enemy is the American people. That article just went up on InfoWars.com. Great research by Kim M. from PlanetInfoWars.com. Her story is now on the front page of InfoWars.com. I have that move to the featured news area. And then, of course, this was on DrudgeReport.com yesterday. I love the image of the 50s family with the dog on the open road in the drive. I love that image they had up yesterday because they already had black boxes in until 2 years ago that they could jack in and find out your miles, how fast you drove, going back over a year, how you braked, what you did. It's a computer saving it all. Now they've put in mandated. It took them a decade to get this done worldwide, but worldwide, all new cars. This is under globalist standardization. All of them have a box where they can wirelessly grab everything off. Where they can do it at the pump. They can also yearly, when you get an inspection jacket, give you some huge bill. And then they say, we're going to give you tickets for every time you went above the speed limit. Oh, the speed limit's 70? Well, Mr. Jones, we've got you going 100 here at least 15 times. Boom, you're going to jail, pal. This is the world we have allowed these criminals to build. By the way, who's exempt in the database? All the bureaucrats. It has a function for that, for their security, the security of the criminals. Speaking of articles on Drudge Report, I'll get back to what's on InfoWars.com. NSA, he didn't know it. AP, Reuters, you name it. They all are reporting that Obama knew anything about spying on the German president and others. They knew nothing about it, but he ordered it stopped, which is also pure bull. So where have I heard this before?
Oh, brings it here into the barrel.
Oh, I see nothing. I was not here. I did not even get up this morning.
I know nothing.
But it's not funny, ladies and gentlemen. These are the same people that get on CBS News and tell us,
Mercury's good for your brain. Don't listen to the conspiracy theorists. It's good for you.
Humanity faces its greatest test ever because the general public is obsessed with mindless fluff. Lady Gaga, Hannah Montana turns into a skank with a white tongue dripping with plaque. I mean, people are obsessed with all this stuff engineered from birth, and they trust the mainstream media. Not so much news, but they trust the mainstream culture and really believe it's going to fulfill them. And then they wonder why they're so unfulfilled, because it's designed to not fulfill you. It's designed to make you not count and be a spectator. It's designed to make you a programmable replicant, a programmable biological android in the globalist own words. That's Bertrand Russell. Well, me, I'm alive. I am engaging with the beauty of the universe and constantly learning. I am not like these sad souls. Here's the problem. The globalists are creating giant armies of drooling, literal zombies who are programmed to destroy those of us that produce, because the globalists are our enemy. They want us out of the way before they bioweapon all their zombies. We'll be right back.
Every day it becomes more clear our nation is headed towards an uncertain future. Nothing can ensure your family's security like an Atlas Survival Shelter. The strongest money can buy and designed to be buried up to 42 feet deep with all the comforts of home and all the protection you need. Bulletproof hatches, tamper-resistant air pipes, and a unique ground design that'll withstand a bomb. See them today at IWantThatBunker.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Beep. This is an emergency. Essentials sale. This month only at Emergency Essentials. Get 41% off freeze-dried chicken with a 25-year shelf life for only $24.99 while supplies last. During our October sale, 55-gallon water barrels are only $72.99. Our 12-can baking combo, valued at over $160, is now only $109.99. That's 32% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
Oh, yeah.
If you think that I don't know about the little tricks you play and never see you when deliberately you put them in my way.
They need to review this secret world and its power in their government, because you run into this rat's nest of concealment and lies time and time again, then and now.
Wait a minute. That's Bob Woodward on Face the Nation. Actual truth on Face the Nation. I am shocked. You know what I think we should do? By the way, Bob Woodward's high-level naval intelligence. That was the system going after Nixon. When he starts doing stuff like that, he represents the major elements of the intelligence community. Just want to let folks in on the fact that Bob Woodward is a super spy. Now, let's expand out from that point. When you get a super spy who's been posing as a journalist for four decades, it's a big deal when they come out against the establishment. It shows you even the establishment is getting upset because it's very dangerous to have a totally unaccountable rat's nest. And, in fact, we've been trying to think of the new name of the Washington Redskins, the Jerry Sanduskis, because so many congresspeople are pedophiles. The Pirates are an obvious one, but not hardcore enough. The tyrants, the murderers, the torturers, the scum, the filth, the deceivers. But the rat's nest, that's a pretty good name. I mean, it could be like a dirty rat, a mangy rat, and then that could be the symbol of the Redskins. By the way, I did a video over the weekend that's on InfoWars.com. It was from InfoWars Nightly News Friday night. My official name change, it's satire of the Washington Redskins. And I saw some of the people in there going, listen here, cracker, listen here, honky, or listen here, you racist against natives. We're going to get you, you racist, and all this other stuff. You know, my point in the video is, yes, you could say that the name is insensitive if it's taken from some perspective. I'm not even defending it. I can't stand the NFL as a giant gladiatorial diversion. The list goes on and on. Okay? You know, as Rome burns, we're obsessed with the gladiatorial events. My point is, I get up here and speak out against upwards of 49% of natives under a decade program in the 80s alone being sterilized. I actually stand up against the natives having their land continually stolen and not allowed to have sovereignty and have real Native American leaders on, like the late, great Russell Means. I'm saying the whole Redskin thing is a political correct football to get us all fighting with each other. Pun intended. That's what I'm saying. Whenever the establishment brings up some race issue, it's to put salt in the wound and get us all fighting with each other while all of us are having our future raped by the globalist. We did the math. We should actually do an official piece on this, because I forget the exact math, earlier this year. If there's 6,000 superclass worldwide out of 7.5 billion people, in fact, do the math again, guys, if you can, in the big calculator. If you have 7.5 billion people roughly on the globe, and Rothkopf, head of the Kissinger Group, talks to all the top elite in his book that came out 7 years ago and concluded there's 6,000 superclass that own and run everything. It's really less than that. Really about 100 families, really about 20, but if you want to say 100 big ones. But let's just say it's 6,000 people. What is 6,000? It's not the 1%, folks. The point zero 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 was six zeros, and I think like 4.2 something. The point is that it wasn't even a 99999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999 99% of us. It was 0.00000 and then some 4.2s. I mean, it was just unbelievable. Okay? And so, of course, they want to get rid of the 10% that's the middle class now. The middle class just 30 years ago was about 35 to 40%, depending on how you looked at it. The new numbers that are out in Money Magazine, and I agree with them, is about 10%. In fact, I got a whole list of statistics here. If I have time, I'll get to 29 incredible facts which prove poverty in America is absolutely exploding. Oh, yeah. The New York subways, the cops finally found humanity there because there's tens of thousands of homeless, mainly old people. I'll give one thing to New York cops. I have repeatedly whipped out a camera to videotape homeless on the subway or on the street, and cops pop out from nowhere thinking that they're protecting the homeless from being made fun of. And then I have to explain to them, no, I'm showing the poverty here. They're like, it doesn't matter. This person lives on the subway, this old woman, and you're not going to show this. So I still flip the camera out and filmed it sideways, and it's in my film, Martial Law. But the cops telling me I can't. But they thought they were protecting her. They've been arresting these people, but the shelters have been full. So now the cops will not arrest or beat up the homeless people anymore, the real homeless. So they're just flooding all the subways. And there's all these videos and newscasts I saw this morning of the trendy New Yorkers being all grossed out by, you know, the old women shitting in their own urine.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block, a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, focus, and well-being in a great-tasting chewable. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-547-8490. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in no time. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-547-8490. That's 1-800-547-8490. Call 1-800-547-8490.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, they completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we are back live. I've covered some of the news, but I want you to call in and tell me if you can go online to InfoWars.com and look at the AP photos and others. And then, of course, we have all the footage from Boston of them going door to door and dragging women out of their houses by their hair and driving by pointing guns at people in their cars that didn't even look like the suspect, because it's all about setting the precedent that we're nobody, that we're little, and the system, it's upper class, it's establishment, it has the power. But I want to know what you think of the AP photo showing the checkpoint with cops pointing guns at Americans' heads. And earlier this year, this happened in some fugitive hunt in Colorado that I saw on the news. where they were just shutting down major highways and just pointing guns at families. I've seen the countless pieces of footage from checkpoints in Iraq, and unless a vehicle didn't stop or unless they didn't meet the description of something suspicious, even the Marines and the Army didn't point their guns at people at major checkpoints. They would have them aiming, you know, down at the ground. They could swing them up in a half second because it's extremely aggressive and is just absolutely one step away from Nazi Germany. And then statistically, of course, we know that the system is not protecting the general public. It is the citizens themselves, more than 9 times out of 10, that end up protecting themselves, their property. And now we have a standing army of trained paramilitary police who are trained to fight an enemy. And so, of course, they see us as an enemy. Kill, kill. You know, how do you answer in the Marine Corps and the Army in boot camp to yes, sir? You don't say yes, sir, sir, no, sir. You say kill, kill. Kill, kill. Because they're trying to get normal people who aren't killers to become killers. And so they've gone and picked through all the police and gotten their special paramilitary units. And more they've got them out learning how to kill, kill with the American people and set up checkpoints where they demand your papers. Now, in Nazi Germany, when they demanded your papers, they would just walk up and ask for them and have a sidearm on or a man with a rifle behind them. Now they come up and say, let us see your papers, pointing guns at your head. And you're like, do I look like a suspect? Shut the bleep up or your brains will be all over your car, scum. Now get his wife out and proctology exam her now. If you don't like it, I'm going to shove a gun in your mouth and blow your brains out. We are only a few inches away from that level. By the way, the video's up on InfoWars.com. Jakari Jackson went out to cover an open carry in downtown Austin with black powder handguns that are totally legal and lawful. Texas is only one of 6 states where you can't have handguns openly displayed. We're trying to repeal that right now, trying to get that unconstitutional law overturned. Yeah, Texas is pretty pathetic, folks. We just think we're free. That's why we're trying to actually become free. And the state police ran up, they read him the law, and they said, we don't care, and literally started assaulting the people. They don't resist. They take the handgun away, the black powder handgun, and then the cops, on video, twist the guy's arm behind his back and shove it up in a torture move. I mean, they've got to sue them. But see, if you're torturing somebody at Abu Ghraib, that's evil. But if it's paying compliance with a slave, with a blood bag, with food, because that's what the American people are now. We are the food. I mean, folks, your wife will be thrown on the front of a car and will be assaulted, will be raped with their hands. And the head of the state police here in Texas said, we're going to do it. We're going to keep doing it. And we stand by it. No judge, no jury, no warrant, no probable cause, no reasonable, nothing. We're going to put our hands in your body, and you're an animal, you're a dog. You know, when I would work on cows, doing artificial insemination, working with a large animal vet, we would change gloves with every cow that came into the chute. But you don't want to spread disease. Those are valuable cows. And we would sit there doing the exams and doing the things, and we would change the gloves each time a new cow came in. And we're worse than cows. We're there to produce money for this system, and we're there to provide children for body parts, for organ harvesting, and that's it. And the public acts like that, so the public deserves it. So you just get ready to drive up with your family, and they're going to shove guns right in your face. And if you don't like it, they're just going to blow your brains out. If you don't like your wife getting a proctology exam or whatever, you just try something, punk. Even if you want a lawsuit on us, we got your tax money to pay it. Scum. They're going to get all your guns, too. Just take all the shots. The government loves you. So I want to know what all of you out there think about all this. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Now, the Capitol Police used to be good down there at the Capitol. Now they put a bunch of politicos in there that will run over to our camera guys and scream at them to turn their cameras off. We have video of that to Aaron Dykes and others. So they've definitely got a new crew over there. They're not all bad, but they're really bad compared to what they used to be. The average state police out on the road are not as imperious, but they're trying to make them that way. They're trying to hire a crew like that. But this is the conversion all over the country where the police are so arrogant in some jurisdictions, they will pull over old ladies, 85-year-old ladies, in one case in Texas, with no criminal record, and grab $2,000 out of their purse and keep it and say that's drug money, no judge, no jury, and say we have an asset forfeiture law that allows us to do this. And you know what? The law does say that. They had laws saying black people weren't humans, too, in this country. They had laws saying they could conscript your sons and make them go fight illegal wars called the draft. They've had all sorts of laws that are unconstitutional garbage. So you can take your law that says you can pull me over and take the cash out of my wallet, no judge or jury, and you can shove it. But by the way, here's the good news. The globalists are going to rob all their dumb minions as well. So I laugh because all the people that think they're really high and mighty, all these nobodies that have never been successful in life, with their ingenuity, their ideas, their charm, their intelligence, all you people that think you found power through the system. Oh, by the way, I didn't finish my story before I give the number out. It's 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. What do you think of this photo and these videos up on the side of the cops shoving guns in people's faces? I didn't finish the story about Darren McBreen. So, to make a long story short, because I forgot and didn't finish the story, I drive through a parking lot 5 miles an hour by a grocery store. The grocery store is probably 200 yards away. This parking lot's so big. It's an outdoor mall. There's like 10 cars in this huge parking lot at a restaurant. For some reason, nobody was at this restaurant on Saturday at like 1:15. I'm going to meet my wife in 30 minutes. I pull up my truck. And this woman on like a weird three-wheeled Segway in a uniform pulls up like a bad cop, like a cop that's arrogant. You know, from my view, a bad cop, a corrupt, or not even corrupt, just arrogant would be the word. Look, just like Big Sis meets Janet Reno. And when I say bad, I don't mean doing anything illegal. I mean bad in not the type of cop I would want. But it's not even a cop. It's a security guard. And she's bugging her eyes out at me. And so I get out of the car, and she kind of, you know, tells me how bad I am and stuff, and I was driving dangerously. And I said, no, I wasn't. I just drove in the main entrance and then cut across right there. So I start videotaping her. And then I go in. She goes in and talks to the manager. He kind of laughs at her. She goes out, and he goes, are you going to air that? And I go, no, I'm probably not. She's so pathetic. Then my wife gets there with the kids 30 minutes later. I take the food that we're going home to eat. Get in the car. Darren McBreen shoots up behind me. He's in the barbershop that's like 200 yards away. And this security guard drives up on her little thing with flashing lights, jumps out, runs in and says, I just had the most horrible experience with Alex Jones. You know, he was recklessly driving, could have run over children. I'm sick of him recklessly driving around here. So bearing false witness right there, I'm recklessly driving, not true. I'm doing it all the time. I almost ran over children. None of it's true. So it's like I've already forgiven her. I'm thinking, man, that's pathetic. Boy, we're in trouble. Because everybody I know is having these contacts. A guy in combat uniform with Tim Frugier. We haven't aired this video yet, and a Metallica shirt. Tim never goes to Walmart, but his box fan was broken. He likes a fan to sleep. With he and his fiance. We haven't aired this video yet. We should air this now. I forgot about this. We have this for months. We need to go ahead and air this. We forgot to air it. And they go, let us see the receipt. And he goes, here it is. And they go, you're going to show it to me right now. And starts going to reach for him. And Jim goes, hey, forget it. I'm not going to shop here. I got my fan right here. I just paid for it. Go ask them because they were rude to him. It's the arrogantness on top of it. So he walks out. And this guy comes out and goes, I'm calling the police on you. He goes, go ahead. He goes, don't ever come back to Walmart. We've got your name. You're in a banned list. You'll be arrested. He goes, fine, I won't. And then the cops show up, and he's like, I got you now. Well, Tim had called Jakari Jackson that lives right by it. Jakari gets there in about 3 minutes. She's amazing. He always answers the phone. And got footage. Then the guy runs over and says, you can't film. Jakari goes, I'm smart enough, buddy. I'm on the grass, not on your property. Oh, there's the footage. You guys, we never aired this piece, did we? Okay, well, wait, because I want to air it on the nightly news and really build it up, because I'd forgotten about this. My point is that everywhere I go now, people will jump out and tell me what to do, including citizens. I mean, this is like North Korea or something. And every week I see footage of where they'll have a checkpoint, not at the end of a neighborhood, not with people where they're looking for somebody and saying a blue pickup truck, a white male with black mustache. No. They randomly will just stop everyone and come up and point guns at men, women, and children. And then in New York City, they've had three cases in the last year I know of where they shoot nine innocent people, or where a repair guy is pulled over on the Brooklyn Bridge. They go over and shoot him and then try to cover it up. Or a few weeks ago where they shot a bunch of people. I mean, it's like we're there in the game Duck Hunter or something just for them to shoot for their fun or their video game. And, man, if a cop gets shot, like happened in California, they go nuts and, like, have a police riot on the public and then just decide it's time to shoot up a bunch of innocent people. And, oh, there's two women with blonde hair. We're looking for a black Navy veteran. Here, let's shoot up their vehicle. Oh, there's some more white women. Let's shoot them up. Oh, there's a black lady. Let's shoot her up. And they shut down half the state in a big pity party over a couple dead people. You signed up to be warriors. You act like the most obsessed with safety, cowardly people I've ever seen in my life. And it's like this upper class thing to wear camo and armor and strut around. We're all supposed to be scared of you. I see cops everywhere now that bug their eyes out and look at you like you're supposed to be scared of them. Hell, I see a bully acting like that. I want to stomp your ass into the ground. That's what happens when I'm walking around and see some guy posing like he's Mr. Tough Guy and wants to get in a fight with somebody. I won't go down to 6th Street, even though they got some good restaurants down there, for at least 5 years. Because every time I'm down there, even when it's not late, they have roid head bouncers and cops with shaved heads and tattoos all over them starting fights with people and shoving people and getting people's faces. I don't want to be around you. I don't go to Mexico because the cops act a little bit like that. A little bit like that. And, man, I'm getting where when I see cops standing around in, like, some kind of combat outfit, bugging their eyes out at the mall or wherever, trying to scare people, I go over and go, what are you doing? They're like, what do you mean? What do you want? I'm like, well, you're acting like you're about to go into the ring or the octagon or something. Well, we've had some intelligence. Bull! You live in a fairy tale, man! The stinking government's the threat! It runs Al-Qaeda! I mean, I can't imagine if I walked around acting like I was going to beat people up. I would expect people to come over and get in a fight with me. I mean, I grew up in Dallas, folks. People that walked around like that, if you walked around the street for 2 minutes like you wanted to fight, somebody would just stop their car and get out and go, what are you looking at me like that for? You want to get in a fight? And there'd be people going to the hospital. Man, you walk around like that, you better be ready. I am sick of your crap. Excuse me, folks. I shouldn't even be on air right now. I start thinking about this. I mean, I just start thinking about how much I got to put up with it. I'm so sick of it. All these, I don't live in North Korea because I don't want to be around it. I don't live in Mexico. I don't want to be around it. And now I live in a third world country with a bunch of little boys playing soldier. I'm sorry occasionally some of your little drug dealer pals shoot at you or something. Because they play shoot 'em up games all day and think they're, you know, cool prisoners or whatever. I mean, I'm so sad. I hate those. Let me tell you, the little gang member thugs act just like the cops. It's the same thing. I'll be at a gas station. It could be white thugs, black thugs, white thugs, you know, wife beater shirts, getting out, bugging their eyes like they got a problem. I'm going, oh God. I go, if I look down, they're going to say something, and then I'm not going to be able to handle it. I'm like, okay, I got the rifle right there in the back of my car. I'm not going to get in a fight with them, but if they come over here, I'm going to just get in my car and drive off. They pull a gun, and how fast can I get to that rifle? I mean, this is the country I live in, folks, with all these little thug men and this thug culture and this gangster culture and this MTV wannabe tough guy culture and all these Hollywood movies with Arnold Schwarzenegger and that other roid head, Sylvester Stallone, all acting tough, running around. And people, you go see those movies, it's full of cops and military actually believing all that's real. But it's always the cadets. It's not real soldiers that actually want to go see stuff like that. Because all it does is give them flashbacks. They know it's not even real. I know I've gone into a rant. We're going to go to your phone calls when we come back. I'm sorry. I didn't even mean to go off into all that. Oh, man. I just can't handle it anymore. I just can't handle it anymore. This country is such a joke. I mean, it's such a joke. And I don't say that with pleasure. I'm sad about it. We have to admit that we're a joke if we're ever going to turn this country around. We've got to admit. And again, it's not just the cops. The cops, on average, I got to say, compared to the general public, on average are better people. But they got thug ones, and they're even more dangerous when you get a little gangster wannabe with a badge and a gun. It's very upsetting to me. I mean, I walk in places and you'll see like some one little thug bugging their eyes out at you or something, and you try to ignore them. You know what it is? I don't like fake men. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a very loving, sweet, caring, compassionate person. And I'm the type of person, like a dog, if somebody bugs their eyes out at me or gets in an aggressive stance, I start getting in an aggressive stance. And I don't like that. There's no reason for everybody to be acting like this. And I rue the day I pull up and cops are pointing guns at me for their egos or whatever, or because they're living in fear. And that's why they're so upset when we have open carry rallies, because they're the only ones that are allowed to have guns. They're the only ones that are... You know, by the way, pointing a gun at someone without probable cause, without believing you're an imminent threat, is a type of assault. And it is menacing with a deadly weapon, and that's illegal. And there's a bunch of laws it breaks, and I personally am sick and tired of it. And we don't have any guests today. I've kind of got my rant done now, and we'll get into all of the huge Obamacare news, the huge economic news, all of it. All of it. And the good news is the military is waking up, because they actually live in the real world, especially combat vets, and they know what a third world this is now, and they don't like what's happening. But, man, I look at all the scum and all the thugs and the gangster types that run our government and all the disconnected from reality wimps who think this gangster culture is tough. I mean, it makes me want to throw up, and I'm so tired of it. This country is just absolutely degenerating around us. And it makes me want to puke. We'll be right back with your phone calls.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
When disaster strikes, what will you do when the power goes out and the gas lines go down? Do you have an emergency backup plan in place? Well, Stove in a Can needs to be part of it. Stove in a Can is portable, safe, easy to use, cooks food for hours, and boils water in minutes. Propane tanks are a hassle, and lighter fluid and gas can be dangerous. Don't wait until it's too late. Order yours today for only $29.99 at stoveinacan.com. Special bundle offers available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee at stoveinacan.com.
With over 3,000 years of historic use, pure silver continues to be one of nature's most reliable and effective agents against fighting viruses, mold, fungus, bacteria, pathogens, and parasites. At Silver Lungs, we have developed a reliable and easy-to-use full production system for creating endless pure nanosilver solutions right from the convenience and comfort of your home. Your self-produced nanosilver solutions can be applied topically to the skin. For many who are new to silver that wish to try silver for the first time, we offer a full line of consumables and cosmetics, such as our 2-ounce nanosilver nasal sprays, our nanosilver soap, and our most popular product, the all-natural nanosilver gel. Visit www.silverlungs.com to learn more about the industry-leading technology of the Silver Lung system. That's www.silverlungs.com.
The
Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The TSA, police checkpoints, all of it is prisoner training, period. And they're getting us ready for a controlled economic collapse. They've got the police and military drilling for martial law and teaching them, we don't want to do it, but we got to take all the guns during a collapse, which, of course, makes the collapse even worse. And that's really the big issue here. I've got all this other news that we're going to get to after phone calls. 100 pro-abortion storytelling events organized across the country to be proud of it and to think of it as your special goodie. Also, Britney Spears' music is used to scare off Somali pirates. Scare me off, man. Listen to popular music. Wow, no wonder these people have brain problems. Catholic University to teach students how to promote, protect Obamacare-covered abortions. Yeah, that's right. You go to a Catholic school or other Christian school, you learn the sacrament of the aborted baby. Continuing, high school cheerleader car wash violates environmental laws. I mentioned this yesterday. See, this is how they're shutting down the little thousands of lemonade stands around the country, and was a big issue with that the last few years. And the feds got involved and said, yes, no one's allowed to have any, you know, underground barter. Because you don't teach your kids about barter or small retail sales now. You teach them how to go work at a slave grid store with Chinese slave goods coming in. And they said, yes, you're not allowed to have water with any soap suds running into the ditch improperly, even though big companies can do whatever they want. So you're not allowed to. You see? And this is all about you're not allowed to do anything. That's why everybody now is going to come into contact with government bureaucrats and citizens that feel like they're part of the establishment. The average jellyfish citizen who supports this system thinks that by groveling to it and embracing it, it gives them power, when actually it destroys their whole future. But they don't know that. They don't know America had more private property, more wealth, more power because we were the most aggressive, most individualistic. And we still had a lot of problems, but we were the best. Now we've completely flipped, that's how things often are in the world, to where we are the lowest IQ, most unhealthy, dumbest people on average. Now, we still have a huge group of people that are the hardest working, most intelligent, despite all that, but we're now the dinner. We're now what's left. We're now blamed for it. We're now bad. And the big ultra-rich lobby and fund this idea. You know, you've got to lose to know how to win, the Aerosmith song says. And I like some Aerosmith songs. I'm a fan of Aerosmith. That song's not particularly one of my favorites. But I was listening to the words to it again this morning and pulled them up on my iPhone. And it's absolutely true about life. And that's what we're dealing with here, is the system does not want people to ever have to go through losing. Because if you lose and go through adversity, then you will learn how to win. You've got to lose to know how to win. It's very, very simple. But there's no dodgeball, then there's no tag, then there's no running, and then your mama's not allowed to pack your lunch. Your mama can't be trusted. We're going to give you these shots whether mama likes it. And the principal gets up there and says, the state is your parents. That's now being announced everywhere. And they're just taking over. And they're telling people what to do, and Americans have been taught to do what they're told. You now go to buy groceries, and you're paying with cash. They'll ask for your driver's license number. And just say, it's our policy. If you don't like it, leave your groceries here. And they'll get amazed when you leave your groceries. Or if you go to pick up tickets now, and you show your credit card, they'll go, show me your driver's license, too, and then they'll swipe it to create a record. Because it's all about getting you in the database. One of my crew went to the Austin Film Society Festival this weekend, and they showed him his driver's license for his membership, his ticket, and they said, we want your license. We want to actually run it through the system, the database. He said, no. And he had to argue with them to have them leave him alone. Folks, this is about getting you under a cashless grid so they can set up a system that's impossible to ever get out of. It's designed to make you poor. Your call's 1 minute away.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
My friend.
friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Waging war.